almost every photograph, regardless of the subject, regardless of how it was reproduced, black and white or color, almost every photograph requires a dead black somewhere. Ansel Adams referred to this as a ketone. And even if there's just one small area of black, it's the ketone that tells our eye how to interpret all the rest of the tones in the photograph. Well, that being a quote-unquote rule, of course there's going to be exceptions. And this image by Huntington Witherell is a classic example of an exception to that. In fact, this image is improved by the fact that there are no black tones in it whatsoever. It's very delicate original print. As a matter of fact, in all honesty, here in this book, it's a little grayer than it probably should be. So you'll have to use your imagination to think of this as being a little lighter, a little more alive, a little more presence, the kind of thing you would definitely see in a gelatin silver original print. But nary a black in sight. There simply isn't one. It's the airiness of this photograph that makes it work. You feel the atmosphere, not just in the sky, but the atmosphere that exists between us as viewers and the distant hills, rocks, canyons that we can see in the landscape itself. We feel the air, and that is the magic of this photograph, enhanced by the very creative use of breaking the rule of having a black and having an image that exists only in light gray, lighter gray, even lighter gray, and lighter gray than that. Also notice, there's no dead whites. If there was a dead white, it would just look like paper. But if you look at this image, it's all alive, with some tone, just tones that are light and floating and airy, and that's what makes the image work.